So the passage this morning, brothers, is a pretty difficult one. This is sometimes called the final discourse of Jesus about the end times. It shows up in both Matthew and Mark in slightly different form. And we'll look here at Luke 17, verses 20 to 37. Obviously, it's too long to look at in depth in this short meditation, but I'll make a couple of comments about the first part and then the long second part. Clearly, they're asking about the kingdom of God and when it's going to come. There's been a lot of speculation, obviously. When will the full kingdom of God, the reign of God on earth, when will this come about? And so the disciples ask him. And Jesus answers them, the kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed. Nor will he say, lo, here it is there, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. This seems in some tension with the latter part we're going to look at, but what I think he's saying here is that fundamentally, the kingdom of God is not yet something to come that's not here at all. And it's going to come with some observed signs, like we're waiting for something that's not here. Rather, he's saying the kingdom of God is already in the midst of you, or even within you. And of course, we know this, that, you know, when Jesus says things like, the day will come and now is, you know, the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God stands in the midst of you. Why is it come? Because Jesus has come. Because of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God is already in the midst of us. The reign of God is already underway. This is a profound truth. We're not just people who've been given promises in words of something that's going to come in the future, and we have no part in it yet. We're just waiting and hoping for it. We're still under full slavery, but we're waiting for our deliverance to come at some future time. No, we've already experienced a profound impact of the kingdom of God. The slavery is broken. Christ has come. He dwells within us. So this is the first thing Jesus is saying. Don't think of the kingdom of God as coming simply in the future. It's already in the midst of you. But then what Luke does is he puts then this long passage of Jesus starting in verse 22 about the signs of the coming of the Son of Man. I think it's worth distinguishing the coming of the kingdom of God from the coming of the Son of Man. The kingdom of God is already here and will yet come in its fullness. The coming of the Son of Man in his final glorious coming, what we call the parousia, is yet to come. And so he's now speaking in the second part about the coming of the Son of Man. And his main counsel here is, don't be overly alarmed. Don't give heed to voices of kind of clamor and urgency that claim that it's happened or it's here. What Jesus is mainly saying is, you will know when that day comes. For as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. We will not miss it. But he's saying this day is not yet. The Son of Man must first suffer many things and be rejected. That's going to happen in the next week of Jesus' life. But then it's clear that there's a period of time. It's been a fairly long period of time. When we are in the birth pangs, as it says more clearly in Matthew. And so here he gives examples saying, when the Son of Man comes, it will be like the flood that happened in Noah's day. It will be like the fire that fell on Sodom and Gomorrah. It will come suddenly and without warning. And his main counsel to us is, let go of this life, follow the Lord, don't be holding or gripping on to things here. When that day comes, let go and follow the Lord. And in fact, what Jesus says in other passages around this, especially in the Gospel of Mark, is that we're called to watch, to be servants always on the watch for his coming. We don't know when it will come. It will come suddenly, and yet we're meant to watch. And so in this sense, Jesus puts off this question about the coming of the kingdom of God with signs to be observed. On the one hand, that kingdom is already in the midst of us, thank God. We know the Lord. We've been delivered from sin and the power of the devil. And we've been given a promise that we will be raised up out of death and brought to new life in the resurrection of the body. The kingdom of God has already come, and the gift of the Spirit within us is the primary witness and testimony to that. But we're also meant to keep watch. We're meant to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord as we go about this intermediate time, waiting for the coming of the Son of Man. And we do so by being faithful to Christ day in and day out, so that when he does come, we're ready to leave things, to let go, and to follow him. May the Lord help us to both believe the kingdom of God is already in the midst of us, but also to live watchfully for that day, anxiously, zealously waiting for the Lord to come and to return. Amen.